So the first thing I tell them is that they should start to volunteer someplace, specifically in their area of interest where they want to work. Because if you do not have local experience, it's next to impossible to get a job until and unless you are technically qualified. Like my husband, he got a job even before coming to Hobart because he's a mechanical engineer. He was working already there in Abu Dhabi. He was a general manager there. But when he came here, I think he came four or five levels down. I'm still struggling with, so whenever I apply for jobs, I get a feedback that you do not have enough experience, enough local experience. I have worked with one of the top organizations who have proper human resources. So I have experience, but coming here, I got the feedback that I do not have relevant experience. And I kept telling people that, how will I gain experience if you will not give me a chance? Right? So it's a vicious circle. People will not give you chance because you do not have experience, and you cannot gain experience until you don't get an opportunity to get in. I had four job interviews as well, but they already had internal hires to promote, so it was just some formality that they were doing. Others said that you do not have enough experience. So that is one thing that I'm just struggling with right now. It's like really, really hard. I had applied for jobs which were exactly same as my resume. When I applied, they did not select like called me in for an interview, and I asked them that maybe I'm not, writing my resume correctly, or there's something wrong. And she said, no, there's nothing wrong with your resume, but the person we hired for the job had 20 years of experience. Shoot, where will I get 20 years of experience? But then on the other hand, I felt bad for the person who got hired because that job did not require a 20-year of experience. But this shows the level of unemployment here, that people with 20 years of experience are still struggling to find a job, and they're willing to take a job that requires 2 years of experience. So, I mean, yeah, it was kind of sad, but you can understand that these kind of things help you understand the job market.
Does that seem like a common thing for all types of jobs?
No. See, there are skill gaps here. Like, they need a like Hobart needs a lot of project managers. So the skill gap is there, but they do not have the relevant kind of people in the market. Yeah, and administration is it's more of an experience-based area. That's why it's easier for people to work in that and get up the ladder. And that's why there is like a shortage of jobs instead of people. So it's more supply here than the demand. But the skill gaps are there, and they need people for different, more in a, let's say, engineering area, they need people. Still, a lot of people try to help me. I volunteer at Beacon Foundation as well. So the HR manager there is super awesome. She's always, telling me what to do, how to work, who to meet. Laura, who was HR manager here, she was amazing. Again, because I mean, she was a true leader because she tried her best to develop me and tell me, well, you can do this, you can work on this, this will help you. It's also important to know your work because I've been here for a year. I also volunteer at Beacon Foundation. I also volunteer at Clare and Circle Athletic Center. So I think I have learned a lot in all this process, and it's that people have understood who I am. So now they can trust me.